Thank the Lord tonight for each one that's here. I'm thankful for the inspirational song service tonight. Desire your prayers that God would continue to bless in the rest of this service this evening. Lord had given me this message, and I was meditating and considering and thinking about it, and I had a little bit of trepidation in my spirit. And I'll tell you the reason why. And I battle with it from time to time. What the religious world has done has they have mixed psychology in with the Word of God. And they are looking to men's wisdom and the psychology of man to try to minister to the needs that people have. And there have been times that I have personally, God called me to minister, and I've struggled with that just a little bit. But the Lord has reaffirmed to me many times over, and He did again tonight, that He did not call us to minister the wisdom of men, but He called us to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I will say tonight, as Paul did, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because it is the power of God unto salvation. And I believe tonight that what the world has to offer will help people in some of their problems. It will minister to some of the symptoms. But there is nothing that the world has to offer tonight that can get down and minister to the root of the problems that we have in our spirits tonight. Burden I have in my heart is would be entitled, There Is a Power. Like us to turn over to the 5th chapter of Mark, a very familiar passage of Scripture. In the Mark in the 5th chapter, we'll begin reading with the 25th verse. It said, A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, If I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? Thank you. And His disciples said unto Him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told all the truth. And He said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. This woman here was someone that had a problem, and she was seeking for an answer. The Scripture here said that she had this condition for 12 years. This was more than just a little emotional problem that she had one day, and next week she felt better. This was a need that the woman had for 12 years, and she was looking for the answer. Tonight, I wonder how many of us here are looking for the answers to some of the problems and some of the things that seem to be stealing our victory and our peace in life. And we can look for a long time to the things of this world to try to find the answer to our problem. This woman, I dare say, after 12 years of seeking in looking for an answer, she probably began to feel a little bit despondent. Have you ever had a problem and been looking for an answer? And you thought, well, maybe this person can help me. And maybe you even went to the minister. Maybe you went to multiple ministers looking for the answer, and you walked away saying, they couldn't help me. Have you ever done that? You don't have to answer me, but do you know a lot of people do that? And you know, the reason is tonight that the ministry and this body of people in our own ability, we have no grace and no power to minister to the spirit that you have. Going away saying, they can't help me. This woman was probably feeling despondent and she probably got to the place that she felt there was no hope left. This is the way that I am. I'm going to have to stay in this condition. Tonight, if you have needs in your spirit, and you have come to the place that you think you have to stay that way, and that there is no help for you because of all of the things that have brought those needs in your spirit, I want you to know tonight that there is a power. There is a greater power than what the world has to offer. This lady heard about Jesus. And keep in mind that while she was looking for the answer, things grew worse. And she spent everything that she had. You know, this scripture's not preaching against physicians. That's not what he's talking about here. He's saying this woman was doing whatever she could because she was feeling desperate. Do you know what people do when they feel desperate? They're willing to try anything. I've known people that were desperate for something, and they did some strange things because they were looking for an answer. I need help and I don't know where to turn. But this woman heard about Jesus. You know, there must have been something that sparked in her spirit when she heard about Jesus. There must have been something that hope that had died. There must have been hope began to spring alive. And she said, if I can but touch his clothes. I don't even want to explain my problem to him. Do you know there are some needs that we have in life tonight that our words are incapable of expressing the depth of the need that we have? And there are some things before in my own life that I've come to the Lord and I've just done what this lady did, but I told God, I don't even know what to tell you to do. I can't tell you, Lord, if you will just do this. But Lord, I know I have a problem. And I have a need in my spirit. Do you know that God knows the needs of our spirit? He has the answer. And there's a power tonight that can reach down right where your problem is. That you can go away different tonight than what you came in. We can give you a recipe and say work on this and don't do that and do this. But there's a power that supersedes what you can do for yourself tonight. And that is going to be found in the power of Jesus Christ. It's not found in the power that you came tonight. It's not found in the power that I have family that's been in the church a long time. You don't find this power coming and shaking the preacher's hand. But there's a power tonight in Jesus Christ that can minister to your need. This woman, she began to have hope. And she said, if I can just touch him, if I can just get in his presence, it's going to make a change. And when she touched Jesus, she was made whole. Isn't there a song that says, touching Jesus? Does it say that's all that matters? Touching Jesus, folks, that's what this is about tonight. Do you know that? We say this is revival. What did you come for tonight? Did you come to hear something you hadn't heard before? If you hear something new, you better get on your heels and flee. I want to preach, I want to share with you the old-time gospel, and that is that Jesus came to work a miracle in our life and do for us what we could not do for ourselves. Touching Jesus is what's going to be the answer. And I believe tonight if the world could hear this, and the world would touch Jesus, we wouldn't have the wars. We wouldn't have the problems. And I'm going to bring it a little bit closer to home. Is that all right? This is the answer to congregational problems. This is the answer to marriage problems. You can go to all the seminars you want. And remember, I said you can glean some good things out there. But you know that the root of most marriage problems is selfishness and carnality. There is a power tonight that can work in your life that can enable you to find grace in Jesus Christ. There is a power tonight that will enable you to rise above all of the tendencies that you had. Yes, you're still human. Yes, we still have certain weaknesses. But there's a power tonight that can enable us to rise above who we are. This woman touched Jesus and she went away a different woman. And when she touched Jesus, it said that Jesus felt the virtue flow out of his body. Oh, thank God tonight I have made virtue drain out of the body of our Lord as well. Have you experienced it when you have such a need in your heart and you came and you humbled your heart and said, Lord, I've got a problem. Maybe it's been a problem you have for 12 years. Maybe it's been a problem that your parents had and your grandparents had, and you can just trace the root of the problem all the way back. There is a someone tonight that has a power that is able to minister, to begin to revitalize and change and revolutionize your life tonight. And that man is Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us to reach out and touch you tonight. Lord, help us to get our eyes off of man. Help us to get our eyes off of religion. We need to get our eyes off of church tonight. We need to get our eyes back on Jesus, because Jesus is the answer to our problems this evening. Oh, if we can just touch his garment tonight. Said he felt virtue go out of him. Times when we come to the Lord with our needs, and I don't know how it happened. I cannot explain to you what happens. See, now, here we can't get into the psychology of it, because God is above that. God is above the way our minds see things and the way our minds work. But I can tell you, I have come to Jesus. And as the song said, he takes the broken pieces and he can put it back together again. And I don't know how he does it, but I know he does. It's because there's a power. There's a power tonight that God wants to work in your life in a way that you've never allowed Him to before. If we will just come and say, Lord, I do have a problem. I have a need in my spirit. There is a power tonight that virtue. The very virtue in Jesus Christ can flow into your life. The virtue of Jesus can flow into your spirit tonight, that you will go out with more of the possessing Jesus Christ than you did when you came in here tonight. You need some virtue tonight. Lord, help us to reach out and touch Him. Jesus said over in the 28th chapter of Matthew, in the 18th verse, He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." All power. And then he gave the commission. He said, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. But he concluded by saying this, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. That gives me courage tonight that in my personal problems, in my personal struggles, in my personal difficulties, that the one that said all power is given unto me, he said, I'm going to be with you. And I can freely come to the Lord tonight and say, Lord, I've got a problem in my life and I need some power. I need some help. And the Lord wants to reach out and empower you tonight. We're not talking about empowerment by gritting your teeth and trying a little bit harder. I'm not talking tonight about empowerment of mind over matter. If we believe it enough, I think we can attain it. You see, this looking for the power from within, I'm talking about a divine power tonight that can enable us to go and do what we were not able to do in our own strength. Thank the Lord there is a power, and that the power of God can intervene in the natural course of things in our life. There is a power tonight that can stop the tendencies of the flesh to sin. There is a power tonight that can save us. There is a power tonight that can keep us saved. There is a power tonight that can keep us on the road that the Lord wants us to be on. And it's not going to be found in our own ability. Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. All Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. You have a need tonight? You have a problem in your spirit? Is there something that you've been holding on to that you feel hopeless about? Something in your life, in your family, a condition of your spirit. Maybe it's a hidden sin. It might be an addiction to something tonight that maybe nobody else knows about. Nothing is too hard for my God. I appreciate the organizations out in the world that try to help people with addictions. I'm thankful they're there to help people that don't know Jesus. But I know a Lord tonight where there is a power that can come in and break the bondage that sin has in people's lives. We need not be ashamed of that gospel, folks. This is where we find power, and it's in Jesus Christ. What is too hard for God tonight? And we look around at circumstances in our life and say, I've tried. It's time for you to stop trying and let God work in your life. You see, we put too much emphasis sometimes on us. This is what I'm doing. And if I try a little bit harder, there's a place that we play. But our place is coming in only ourselves and letting the power of God work. You see, our job is to get down low and humble ourselves. Our job is to come and resign ourselves and say, Lord, I can't do it. And the Lord's going to say, thank you for acknowledging it. Now let me empower you. And when we go away, we're not saying, I'm pretty righteous. I used to be like that, but I worked on it. I've overcome it. No, now I couldn't do it in my own strength, but I found the power of Jesus Christ that enabled me to do it, that all glory would go to Jesus Christ. Oh, tonight, that's where the glory is, and that's where we're going to find power individually and collectively as a body tonight. The power is found in the working of Jesus Christ. Oh, if you're bound tonight, if there are things in your life this evening that you are thinking, I can't do it. Have you ever uttered those words? I won't ask you to do it because I don't want anybody to be put on the spot. But I just wonder, if we did raise our hands tonight, how many of us in spiritual issues have said, I can't do it. I can't overcome. I've tried. I can't be like that. Tonight, there is a power that can take the I can't to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There is a power tonight that is greater than our human weaknesses. There is a power tonight over sin. Let's just turn and read it over in Luke in the 10th chapter. It's a wonderful passage. Luke in the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 18. Let's read verse 17. It said, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They came back as if they were telling Jesus something he didn't already know. Lord, the devils are subject unto us in thy name. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. Tonight, the Lord wants in a greater measure to give unto you power that you can go out and be an overcomer. You see, overcoming is more than just an empty theology that we read about in the Bible. Being an overcomer is more than something that sounds good in one of those books that you read. There is a practical experience of being an overcomer and being able to say no to the works of the flesh, the ability to say no to sin, not because of what I am, but because of the power of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I give unto you power. And I wonder that tonight, how is our power quotient? You see, you know what IQ is, intelligent quotient. You kind of measure it and see where you rate. How are you doing? You know, God doesn't care about the IQ tonight, but I think God is very interested in the PQ, the power quotient. And if you were to examine your life tonight, how's your power with God? How have you been overcoming? Do you remember the man that was out in the tombs and he was unclothed and he was not in his right mind because he was possessed with spirits? I see that man, I say, well, I'm not in that condition. But the fact of the matter is there are a lot of people tonight that are not in their right minds because they are being bound by the power of the enemy. There are addictions in their life. There are things in their life that they say, I can't do any differently. Do you know that God knows that we can't in our own strength tonight? God knows that we can't overcome sin or our own ability. That's the reason he sent his son to die for us. That we then, through his power and through the blood of Jesus, could be overcomers. And when that man called Legion, because he had so many spirits. It said when he saw Jesus, he ran and he worshiped him. This was someone that couldn't do any differently. This is someone that was bound by multiple spirits. And do you know, he found power with God, didn't he? Through the power of Jesus Christ, those spirits were cast out of him. And it said he was in his right mind, he was clothed, and he was ready to go out and do work for God. Do you think he would have gone and saying, "Oh, I used to be like this, but I worked really hard and I overcame. I followed a recipe of 10 steps and I finally made it and I overcame it." No, he went telling people, "I met Jesus. I came and there was a power that I experienced that was greater than the power of the spirits that possessed me." Tonight, if there are addictions in your life, if there are things that have bound you that you have tried repeatedly to break, I want to declare to you tonight, there is a power that can break that. There is power tonight in the blood of Jesus. The scripture says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. The scripture said if any man be in Christ, he is what? He's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. How many of us have things in our life tonight that we say, "Lord, I need something new. I've tried and I've tried and I'm broken and I'm hurting and I don't know where to turn." And we just get to the place we say, "I guess I can't." And we come to service and we sit in the pews and we hear the same messages over and over and we hear other people testify. And all the time deep down inside, we're saying, "I can't do it. I wish I could." Tonight there's hope for you because there's a power that's greater than your limitations, and you're going to find it in Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, come down. May the power of God rain down in our hearts tonight, that if there are those that are bound tonight, there is a deliverance for us this evening. Oh, thank God there's a power that's greater than the power of the enemy tonight. Oh, you remember, was it Paul and or Peter and John rather that were walking into the temple? And there was the man, the lame man. He'd been lame from his birth. And he was sitting there at the temple and he put out his hand expecting to receive alms from them. You see, the man was expecting to find some help. Something that will get me through the day. Something that will just at least in part help me because of my limitations. And Peter said, "Look on us." And it said the man looked up expecting to receive of them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." And the man got up and he didn't just start walking baby steps. He began to jump and shout and run because he had found power. Now maybe the man could have given him a few dollars. Peter could have given him a few dollars to help him through the day. But now, because he had met the power of God, he had the ability to go out and earn money for himself, not just today, but all week and next month. Folks, God wants to do some permanent changes in our life tonight. And the people began to marvel. And they said, "What manner of men are these? How did this happen?" And Peter began to preach to them and share with them that there is power in the name of Jesus. Tonight, do we limit the power of Jesus? There is power in invoking the name of Jesus. That's why when we pray, it's become rote to us, hasn't it? In the name of Jesus, we pray. But folks, we need to recognize there's power tonight. And if we will bring our brokenness, if we will bring our addictions, if we will bring our hurts, there is power in calling on the name of Jesus tonight, that we can get up according to that power of His shed blood and we can go away changed because of His work in our life. Thank God that there is a power tonight. Remember the man over in John the 5th chapter? We don't have time to read all these tonight. You're familiar with the stories. But in the 5th chapter of John, there was a man that was sitting by the pool of Bethesda. And the angel of the Lord would come and trouble the water. And when the water was troubled, the first person to get down into that pool would be made whole. Remember, here comes Jesus walking along and he sees this man. He said, I'm paraphrasing now, putting in our modern English. So what are you doing here? said, "Lord, there's no man that can take me. Everybody always gets there first. There's nobody to help me." Hopelessness. Desperation. But you know, even though the man never got down there, he still stayed there because he was hoping that maybe someday I can get there first. I wonder if that's the reason sometimes that people that don't know the Lord, they keep coming because they're hoping that maybe someday something will change. Tonight, we do not need to offer our excuses of why we have not been made whole. Jesus reached out and He healed that man. He lifted him up and the man was made whole. Folks, Jesus is walking by our way tonight. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power to heal. There's power to bind up. There is power to set the captive free tonight. If there is sin in your life, I would that you recognize in a greater way this evening that in the blood of Jesus, there is still power. The blood of Jesus has lost none of its power. If it had not been for the power of God, I would be far from here tonight. But I am so thankful that there is still power in the blood to save and to keep saved. No man can help me. You know that even after we're saved, and even after we have experienced the power of the blood of Jesus, the sin has been broken. Do you know this evening that there are still places in our life that we don't have enough power to make it our own strength? There are places in our life that God has forgiven me and I know He saved me, but there is still that continual warring inside because the pull of the flesh in the pull of the world is so strong. That's to justify people, folks. Those that have found power in the blood. But yet there's still a pull to the things of the world. There's still such a struggle. That is the reason Jesus said over in Acts, in the first chapter in the 8th verse, Jesus told His disciples, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." After we have experienced the power of the blood of Jesus and we have been made a new creature, folks, there is still a place on that power quotient that we need something more to see us through on a daily basis. The enemy is working hard on our lives tonight. The enemy is working hard among God's people. And we need a power that is greater than ourselves to enable us to love, to enable us to forgive, to enable us to be long-suffering. How do we access that kind of power tonight? You will access that kind of power through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, y'all probably heard me, I probably told you this before, but there are too many bloody-lipped Christians. In other words, I'm just biting my tongue. I'm not going to say it, or I'm not going to do it. And we're just doing all we can to hold on with all willpower. That's self-power. And you know what happens as you grow older, and those of you that are older, you please understand what I'm saying. But your inhibitions will get a little bit lower, and you'll be a little freer to do and think, say what you think and act like you want. It's why it's important that we access a power that is greater than me. That we access something that is more than just, I'm going to try not to. But now, when we access the power of the Holy Spirit, there is a divine intervention of God in my spirit that enables me to do what God wants. You see, this is why the prophet said over in Zechariah 4:6, he said, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit." What he was saying was this: not by your might, nor by your power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Folks, there is a power tonight that we must have. We are desperate for the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, folks. This is something in every instance in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit came after people had already believed and experienced the blood of Jesus Christ in their life. But there is a power that I believe this is one of the greatest needs among God's people. I believe this is one of the greatest things that we need as a church tonight. People have found the power of the blood, and they're not committing those moral transgressions that separate us from God. But there's no power. There's no force behind their life. There's an answer tonight. And if you are in that place and you are saved and you love the Lord, but you will acknowledge tonight that you just don't have that real strength. You don't have that real inside your spirit. Maybe you don't know how to explain it, but you just can't say, I have a lot of power. The answer's in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to cleanse us, to purify us, that we would be a vessel that the Holy Spirit could come down and fill. And after that time, we're still human, we still have weaknesses, we still have needs, and we have places of growth. But now we have been equipped with a power to enable us to grow. We have been equipped with a divine unction of God that will enable us to do what the Bible teaches us. I cannot do that in my own ability. There is a power tonight that is found in the Holy Spirit. And tonight, if you have not experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask. If you have first experienced that cleansing power of the blood, there is a power tonight that God wants to come in and give you a gift. See, have you received the gift? It's not something we have to fight for. It's not something that we have to make so theologically complicated. All Jesus said, if you believe, you've been following me, he said, come and let me give you the gift. I have something to give, but the Holy Spirit can only come to clean vessels. There's a power tonight. You remember when the children of Israel faced the Red Sea? The Egyptian army was behind them, and there was no way to go. There was nowhere to turn. The Egyptian army was coming behind them, and the Red Sea was in front of them. And they began to be fearful. I do not know the things that you face in your life tonight. I know some of the things that I face tonight, and when I look at it in the flesh, it makes me want to duck and run. But I want to tell you tonight, there is a power. And when the children of Israel began to be fearful, God spoke to Moses and he said, stand still, don't run away, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Tonight, in the difficult circumstances of your life, there is a power with God that he can intervene and make a way. The scripture said, speaking of God, that he would make a way in the wilderness. Where there is no way, where I feel hopeless, where I feel bound, where I don't know where to turn, there is a power tonight. And God wants to give us that power in our life tonight to enable us to go out and live a successful, happy, victorious, peaceable Christian life. But we cannot do it in our own strength tonight. Oh, do you know this is why Paul said, when Paul was struggling with his thorn in the flesh, the Lord spoke to him and he said, my grace. You know what grace is? Yes, it's unmerited favor. It's help. But you know, grace is power that God gives us when we don't have strength. When we don't have the ability. And I didn't deserve it. See, I haven't earned it now. But the Lord looks on and he says, I love you and I want you to make it. And I'm going to give you grace. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength or my power is made perfect in your weakness. Tonight, we do not need to be ashamed of our weaknesses because we all have them. But the key to overcoming our weaknesses is found in the power that Jesus came to bring to us, the power of the blood, the power of the Spirit, and then that daily working power which we call grace. I'd like to conclude over in the 10th chapter of Mark. In the 10th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 46. said they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still. This was a man that did not have the ability to see. He needed help. He didn't have the strength or the wherewithal to be able to do what a lot of people did. He was blind. He had a disability. I wonder tonight, do you know that all of us are spiritually disabled in our own strength? All of us are spiritually disabled in our own strength. And if you disagree with that, I'm going to tell you what your need is tonight. You're self-righteous. You're too proud. Because in our own strength tonight, we are disabled. Because the forces and the power of the enemy of this world, they're stronger than I am. But I am so thankful that there is a power that we can access tonight that is stronger and greater and more powerful than all the works of the enemy. This blind man, he had a need in his life, and he began to cry out and say, "Son of David, have mercy." And it said Jesus stood still. You know, tonight Jesus is standing still right where you're sitting and right where I am tonight. The Son of God is standing still, and he's saying, "Michael, what do you need?" And they call the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth." That's when Jesus called for the rise for the man to come. And it said, and he casting away his garment rose, and he came to Jesus. Folks, if we want to access this power that you've heard about tonight, you have to get up and come to Jesus. And if we are not willing to get up and come, we are going to miss out on the power that God wants to give us tonight. The man got up and he rose. He came to Jesus, and Jesus asked him a question. "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Tonight, the Lord is passing our way, and he's saying, "What is it you want me to do?" You see, Jesus has come by. Folks, there's a power tonight that we can access. To break bondage, to deliver from sin, to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. And then subsequent to that, he came to give us a gift of power in the form of his Holy Spirit. Folks, young people, you will not be able to make it successfully in life without the power of the Holy Spirit. So what is it tonight? Wherever you are, whatever your need is, the Lord is asking, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And the man said, "That I might receive my sight." And Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight. Tonight, there is a power through Jesus Christ that can make a definite, radical, miraculous change in our life tonight if we will rise and call on his name. Amen.